Coca-Cola Company presents Spotlight Review, starring Spike Jonze and the City Slickers, Dorothy Shea, the Park Avenue Hillbilly, and their special guest, the man who shakes the birds awake in the morning on the Breakfast Club, Jack Owens. And right now, it's full steam ahead as Spike and the City Slickers put us on the right track by ganging up on Alabama Bound.
Thanks, neighbors, and hi there, friends. This is Spike Jonze and the gang in a serenading mood. So open the windows and lend thine ear. The bells will ring and the guns are loaded and...
Oh, Spike.
That's our gal, the Park Avenue hillbilly, Dorothy Shea.
Spike, the moon must be shining again. I feel so romantic. Don't you just love the moon?
Well, the moon's all right, I guess.
You mean the moon doesn't do anything to you?
Well, why should it do anything to me? I've never done anything to the moon.
Oh, Spike, haven't you ever heard the little sweet murmurings of love?
No, all I hear are bells, bells, and more bells.
Oh, you're hopeless. I'm not going to waste my good mood on you. Somewhere out there, somewhere there's one who understands.
Okay, Shay, okay. Enough of that moon glow. Start making with the melody. What are you going to sing?
A very pretty ballad called You Do. I love you, you do. No one means more to me than you do. You take December and smile it into May. And then December comes back again when you're away. Who has a charm that very few do? Who makes life necessary? You do. And who can take my dreams and make my dreams come true? Don't give me three guesses, one will do. There's something so sincere and oh so real about you. So why should I try to conceal the way I feel about you? Who has a charm that very few do? Who makes life necessary? You do. And who take my dreams and make my dreams come true. Don't give me three guesses. One will do. No, it's you.
Many is the time you've thought during a busy workday, what wouldn't I give for a nice frosty bottle of Coke? Well, far-sighted employers are taking advantage of the fact that there's more Coca-Cola available again. That's why you'll find that familiar red cooler in more offices and plants all over the country. This makes it all the easier for you to pause for an ice-cold Coke and go back to work refreshed. That was mighty nice, Spike. Mighty nice.
Well, thanks. Thanks a lot.
You know, I had no idea that you went in for that kind of music, though.
Oh, really? Well, after all, you know, my heart really belongs to serious music.
No.
Oh, yes. Yes, indeed.
Imagine you, Spike Jones, champing to do Tchaikovsky, shaking to do Schubert, muttering to do Mendelssohn, busting to do Bach, rearing to do Ravel.
Well, I asked.
And all the time you've been carrying that great big genius in a bicycle pump.
Well, you see, after all, I do care for the finer things. Have you ever heard the obscure second movement of Tilhoffen's Eighth Symphony? Goodness, what charming counterpoint. What delicacy of orchestral color. What gossamer tones of the whispering string.
Do you mean to say that you can conduct Tilhoffen's Eighth Symphony?
Can I conduct it? Dear boy, I can really do things to it. What do I show you? Wait till you hear the eager bird-like notes I conjure from the opening of the movement. Sheer magic. Wait till I demonstrate the subtleties never really exploited before in Tilhoffen's Eighth.
We're ready for the downbeat, maestro.
Oh, yes. We feature now George Rock, Horatio Q. Birdbath, Sir Frederick Gass, and the Barefooted Pennsylvanians in a very sad rendition of I'm Getting Sentimental Over You.
Oh, confusing us.
That you'll be sweet and gentle.
Be gentle with me.
Thank you, Tommy Dorsey fans everywhere. Say, say, Dorothy, seen anything of Jack Owens?
I don't know, Spike, but there's a man over there asleep.
That's our boy. Come on, fellas, let's wake him gently, huh?
Oh, good morning. Good morning, a fine morning. Yes, sir, glad to see everybody bright and cheerful.
No, Jack, this isn't the Breakfast Club. This is Spotlight Review.
Huh? Oh.
Dorothy, shake hands with the man who smiles when he sleeps, the early bird of the famous Breakfast Club, the proud papa of one of this season's top-ranking tunes, Jack Owens.
Have you boys met before?
Well, sure. We meet in a restaurant every morning. I have supper and he has breakfast.
That's right. I'm just an old country boy.
Yeah, Jack, a country boy who knows how to raise prize-winning songs. How about singing your big hit, huh?
Okay, Spike, it's called How Soon.
Say, how was that hit born, incidentally, huh?
In a very humble way.
How come?
Well, I just recorded a commercial jingle, and we needed a filler for the other side, and that little filler was How Soon.
Then a disc jockey started playing it?
Check.
And guys and gals kept calling in, and Jack Owens had another hit. So, Jack, let's have a Spotlight Review performance of your swell tune, How Soon.
How soon will I be seeing you? How soon I really knew, and when will you be saying words I want to hear? Tender little lover, story old, meaning clear, how soon be close to you and dance the way we used to do. I see your star eyes gleaming. Don't mind me if I'm dreaming. Tell me, darling, now, how soon? How soon? to hear. Tender little lover, story old, meaning clear.
Jackson, from the sound of the applause, they're asking for seconds.
Well, thanks. Here's my newest recording. It's called I'm All Dressed Up with a Broken Heart. I'm all dressed up with a broken heart, pretending I'm with you. Someone else in my arms only brings back your charms. It's a game I just can't carry through. When I'm alone, then the teardrops start. I realize it's true. I'm all dressed up with a broken heart and still in love with you. It's a game I just can't carry through. When I'm alone, then the teardrops start. I realize it's true. I'm all dressed up with a broken heart and still in love with you. Spike, now I want a favor. I want to hear Dorothy Shay sing my favorite song.
And what is that, may I ask?
Well, that's one everybody wants to hear.
Are you with it, Shazy?
Okay, fellas, here he is.
Beyond the busy highway, beyond the city strife, we highly treasure and take great pleasure in our playing away home to life. You a fussin' and a fightin'. Sometimes it gets to be exciting. Don't like them ornery neighbors down by the creek. We'll be plumb out of neighbors next week. Grandma, poor old grandma, why'd they have to shoot poor grandma? She lies neat to the clover. Someone caught her bending over, picking up a daisy feud, a fussin' and a fightin'. This is a wrong that needs a righting. Let's get that funeral service over, so then
Next we'll go feuding and fighting again. Fighting, a feuding, and a fussing. That's all that's going on with us. And we are such neighborly people, peaceful and sweet, all except when we happen to meet. She could run like the Dickens. They hit her with a shovel, feuding, a fighting, and a fussing. No use of standing here a cussing. Let's give our daughter a pistol now that she's four, and go feuding and fighting some more. Fighting, a fussing, and a feuding. Why did that sheriff keep intruding? He was a curious critter, yep, he was swell. It's a shame he was pushed down the well. Water, oh well, water. The doggone stuff don't taste like it oughter. Look here, city slicker. That's why we all drink corn liquor. It's better with the shoes off, feuding, than a fighting. This ain't no corner you can brighten. Polish the shooting iron, mo, I'm getting a yen to go feuding, a-fussing, a-feuding, and a-fussing again.
Boy, I'm going to have to start staying up late. I'm missing too much.
You're going to start staying up right now, Jack. While you're on your feet, let's do a few of the songs you wrote. I'll sort of hand them around and see how they go.
Okay, cut me in.
Me too.
Well, you take off with the Hutset song. Shazy can play around with Bayou Bayou. The Slickers and I will wind it up with High Neighbor, a real Owens medley.
Hutset Rawlson on the riller eye and a brawler brawler to it. Hutset Rawlson on the riller eye and a brawler to it. Hutset Rawlson on the riller eye and a brawler brawler to it. Hutset Rawlson on the riller eye and a brawler to it. Now the Rawlson is a Swedish town, the riller eye is a stream. The brawler is the boy and girl, the Hutset is their dream. Hutset Rawlson on the riller eye and the brawler brawler to it. Hutset Rawlson on the riller eye and the brawler to it.
Sweet and low, you sing it as you rock her by. Bye-oo, bye-oo, the Louisiana lullaby. It's blue, I know, it makes the weeping willow cry. Each night by the light of the moonbeam, I can hear calling softly, it seems to whisper, come back with your June dreams. Southland's waiting, Dixie wants me. Bye-oh, bye-oh, I wish I hadn't said goodbye. I love it so, the Louisiana lullaby.
Bye.
Sharpe and the gang will be back in a moment. Now, this is Mike Wallace, speaking for the Coca-Cola Company, saying, whoever you are, whatever you do, wherever you may be, when you think of refreshment, think of Coca-Cola. For ice-cold Coca-Cola makes any pause the pause that refreshes. And now here are Spike and Dorothy.
Well, it winds up another Spotlight review. Remember, next week, Dorothy, we play host to a musical group, three little sisters named Dinny.
Oh, swell. See you next week, Spike.
Okay, so until we meet again, this is Spike Jones, your man Friday.
And Dorothy Shea, your girl Friday.
Hoping you'll all be listening to us every Friday.
Good night.
Good night, folks.
Listen every Sunday to The Pause That Refreshes on the air, with the music of Percy Faith and songs by Ginny Sims, with Roger Pryor, on this same station at 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. Spotlight Review is produced by Hal Vimberg. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.